The E-commerce School podcast is brought to you by Fulfill.io. I found in my studies of hundreds of e-commerce stores that operational efficiency is far more important than almost anything else in terms of determining your success. And that's why you should take a look at Fulfill. It's the only cloud ERP designed to help you efficiently and, most importantly, profitably scale your eight and nine figure brand. It does that through helping you identify operational bottlenecks that you can solve, providing better forecasting and supply chain planning and PO management, and also leveraging their powerful warehouse management system, which results in fewer mispicks for better customer experience. They're the highest rated ERP in our community, not NetSuite, not Scubana or Odoo, but Fulfill. So start focusing on growing profitably and check them out at ecommercefuel.com/Fulfill. The E-commerce Fuel podcast is brought to you by OneClick Upsell, the largest and most popular upsell app in the Shopify marketplace, trusted by over 11,000 users, over 1,900 Shopify Plus stores. Man, it is hard to get people to your store these days, whether you're doing organic or whether you're trying to get down in the muck that is Facebook ads these days with the disaster that that has become. You want to take advantage when people actually show up. And if you give people a chance, one in six will spend more money with you if you send them a personalized, targeted, relevant upsell offer, which is what one-click upsell makes it super easy to do. You can do it pre-purchase, post-purchase, give them lots of different options. It makes it incredibly easy, and they've helped store owners generate over $200 million in additional revenue. So if you want a slice of that, and you want to get started, you can get started really quickly with them in just a few minutes, get your first upsell up and running, check them out at ecommercefuel.com/upsell. Hey, it's Andrew here, and welcome to the E-commerce Fuel Show, the show dedicated to helping seven and eight-figure e-commerce brand owners build incredible businesses and amazing lives. And doing a solo episode today about brand, and I'm going to try to be doing more of these brand breakdowns, as I'm calling them. I've done at least one in the past, going to start doing these more regularly. Because I think brand is really important. I think studying brands that do an incredible job of building trust and affinity and, you know, making you feel like you're a part of something and selling something more. Because really what a brand is, great brands can charge a premium. That's really what they can do. And they can also deliver an outsized experience often without having to necessarily have those show up in increased cost of goods sold, because you're building an emotional component to what you are selling. And I think that's really interesting. And I think that's a huge thing that we as store owners, entrepreneurs need to be able to do if we want to have longevity. And so this all started this morning. We're up in Bozeman, Montana for the summertime, and had a kind of a rough couple of days earlier. Wasn't sleeping well. I just felt like didn't feel very good. So I took the morning off and went out on a little morning date with my amazing wife, Annie. We hopped on the bikes, pedaled up into the mountains. You can see a map of Montana in the background here. I'm a total map geek. I'll spare you walking through exactly where we went, but had a fantastic bike ride. And while we were out there, the bike I was on is a Santa Cruz Chameleon. It's if you're a mountain bike nerd, it's a hardtail, long running, probably 20 plus year, really well known mountain bike for people in the space. And I also have a Santa Cruz Hightower, which is, man, probably one of the biggest splurge purchase I've ever made. When I sold my CB radio business, man, which has been eons ago now, but I picked that up as like a celebratory gift to myself. Some people will think this isn't that expensive as a celebratory gift. Some people will think it's crazy, but it was like a $4,600 carbon full suspension mountain bike. And so I own two of these bikes, and I like to think of myself as not someone who's overly obsessed with brand. If I go to the grocery store, man, I'm shopping for Kraft? No way. Kraft is way too expensive. Give me the Kroger's version of the ketchup. I'm looking at that price per ounce kind of thing. So I tend to think that I'm not overly swayed too often by brand, but Santa Cruz, this brand of bikes, really has made me I'm a very loyal customer of them. The hardtail I just got, I picked up. There's definitely hardtails on the market that are spec'd similarly in terms of components, probably ride as well. But I paid a premium, probably 20, 25% premium, I would guess, if not more, for this bike. And as I'm riding up, riding today, I'm thinking, why did I do this? Like, what? This brand has done an incredible job of earning my loyalty and affinity at a premium price point. So I wanted to dive into that a little bit and dissect, I think, what has made their brand so powerful. So quick little highlight, Santa Cruz Bikes, they're based out of Santa Cruz, California, shockingly. They have a little bit of shared history with Santa Cruz, the skateboard company. I think they maybe had a similar co-founder. I know they worked out of a similar office building for a while, but they're totally separate companies. And they make, I wouldn't call them, I don't think they're the premium, like the best regarded bike brand out there for mountain bikes, but I would say they're probably, I'd say they're in the top 10 to 15 percentile in terms of bike brands that are respected. They're well-regarded manufacturer bikes, and they have great components, great suspension, great frames, all that kind of stuff. So why are they so popular? How have they built such a great brand, and how did they win over my trust? Well, I think there's a number of things here. I'm going to start with their roots. So they, like I just mentioned, they're based out of, and they were born out of Santa Cruz, California. And part of this is my own personal story, but I think this probably relates to a lot of other people just based on Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz is this amazing city, you know, I don't know, maybe an hour and a half outside of San Francisco, right on the beach. And it is just this outdoor heaven. You've got surfing, you've got amazing mountain biking. It's a pretty incredible place. I've been there a handful of times. I remember one, especially memorable trip in college where I went out there with my best friend and we were, mountain biked for a couple of days, met up with these older guys that were just ripping through the forest. We were trying to keep up with them. I think I had my first ever post-ride beer as a 19-year-old kid, super worried I was going to get caught on the side of the road, but also really enjoying myself. And so it's an amazing place to go ride. I've also ridden with, I remember, man, something about 4 or 5 years ago was in Santa Cruz. And again, I was actually looking at a business to buy and ended up riding with the crew that worked at the business. And again, just was blown away by the trails, by the environment, by how much you can ride just right out of downtown. And also by the quality of the riders. Like the riders were really, really, they were older than me, but they were really great riders, especially for their age. At least, I think at least a handful of them rode Santa Cruz bikes. So anyway, that's the first thing was the roots. Like this is a company and a brand that's born out of a place that for me personally had a lot of sway. But even in kind of like, I think the larger kind of story of mountain biking, it's a pretty amazing place. The roots told a story that, hey, these are people that do this day in and day out. So that was one thing. Like I mentioned, the people I rode with in Santa Cruz were great riders. And I think I actually was asking Annie about this because I was trying to understand, like, do you have the same opinion of Santa Cruz bikes that I do? And she said, yes. And I said, why? She said, well, when I think about people who ride mountain bikes really well, I think of people that, like, I've heard that people would just buy these bikes. And I know they're well-made. And I said, well, who do you know that rides these bikes? And she thought for a long time. And she said, well, my mom, who is, her mother's an amazing woman, if I'm as in good a shape as she is at 75 years old, I'll be very impressed. She's not exactly, dropping like 10-foot cliffs on these bikes. So her mom rides them and then me. And I've been mountain biking my whole life, but again, love it, competent, but I'm by no means anywhere close to a, wildly accomplished mountain biker. So that kind of fell apart. But what I realized was that Santa Cruz has done such a good job with their content about developing, and there are great riders that ride them, but I think maybe part of building that brand is the content that they put up around, the content they put out around mountain biking. And the people who ride their bikes is pretty phenomenal. Like a lot of teams, they have this team called the Syndicate, who is a bunch of really, amazing mountain bikers. They go out, they ride these bikes. They just put out a video, I'll link up to it in the show notes, where they travel all over the world. But they have a lot of fun personality in them as well. They're bikers, they shoot a lot of like B-roll after hours. There's a culture of, kind of fun, young riders who are don't take themselves too seriously. A lot of their videos have humor in them. So it's this blend of great riders, but also a laid-back lifestyle. And they've been doing this consistently, from what I've seen, since 1994. 30 years they've been doing this. So we're building a little bit of a case here. We got amazing roots and a brand that's built out of a location that speaks to what they're doing. They've consistently put out content for 30 years about world-class, phenomenal people using their bikes, but not just using them, but having a lot of fun with them. They also back up their stuff incredibly well. One of the reasons I justified the recent purchase of my most recent Santa Cruz bike is because the first bike that I bought, I had an issue with the frame. And got the frame, and I'll spare you the details, but something happened with the pivot point bolts where it got stripped out and the frame, this really expensive carbon fiber frame, was totally unusable. Brand new bike, I'd been using the bike maybe, maybe 3 or 4 weeks. And I was pretty upset about it. And I sent it back in to the dealer for Santa Cruz, and no questions asked. They replaced it with a brand new frame and had the shop build it back up. So I was back in business in about 3 weeks with a brand new, the cost of that frame was probably $2,000. I was blown away. I was really impressed with that. And they have a guarantee of like a lifetime warranty on their frame, but they've also built up a reputation. You know, sometimes you get a warranty where they're like, hey, yeah, you know, this, your new kitchen mixer comes with a warranty, a 3-year warranty. And then you try to actually use the warranty and they're like, yeah, you get to ship it both ways. It's going to take 18 weeks. They really came through when I didn't have a bike and a very expensive situation. So anyway, they back up their stuff. I experienced that. And if I was kind of on the fence before, even though I'd bought the bike, I was really sold after that, thinking like, if I buy one of these bikes and I hold on to it for 10, 15, 20, 30 years, this frame is going to last me until I'm dead or until I can pass it on to my kids, which is, it's just pretty cool. So that's another part of the brand story that they've developed and back behind that really makes their brand so desirable. The other one is they have, this isn't everything, but their design is really on point. They have sleek, gorgeous frames. They're very minimalistic. Whoever designed their logo did a really phenomenal job. It's very simple. It's just the words of the bike brand, but in a very a font that kind of matches their, slightly aggressive take on bike riding in the world. But it's just a really nicely done, simple design. Their website looks beautiful. Their frames, they mix up colors every year. So like, even if it's the exact same bike, they'll do different colors so that they're flashy colors. They're kind of, well, not flashy is the right word. They just do a really nice job with their colors, with mixing things up and with their design aesthetics. And it's not that you're not going to hang any brand on that, but it definitely doesn't hurt that when you look at a Santa Cruz bike, they just look really sleek and beautiful and gorgeous. Kind of like, you'd imagine like a sports car looking. So why do I like them? I think it's a lot of all the things I said above. It's not just one of them. If they were just great bikes but didn't have a warranty, or they didn't have the roots in Santa Cruz and that tied into my story a little bit, or they didn't back up their stuff, or there wasn't a great team that was riding them and made me feel, because really when I get on it sometimes, like, they're great bikes, they're phenomenal, but I also feel, if I'm honest with myself, like when I get on that bike, I feel like I'm a slightly better rider because it's a premium bike. And I'm like, oh, other people ride this too. And again, that's not the only thing, but that's one of the things after I'd be lying if I said that didn't contribute to it. So I think some of the takeaways for this, like, great, Andrew, thanks for the 15-minute story about your biking history. This was fantastic. I'd like my time back, please. I think some of the takeaways for brand owners like us is tell your story. Like, especially if your roots are important to where you are now, tell that story. Not all of us are going to have a brand name that ties in with a geographical location that's kind of well known for what it is that you do. But telling your story and tying that into, as best you can, into your product is really important. It builds a lot of trust. And I think if you can show your roots are genuine, I think that can help a lot. Charge a premium price and provide a premium experience. I mean, I remember Sean Frank at our ECF Live, maybe 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, mentioned, like, if you don't have margins above 50%, it's going to be impossible to run an e-commerce business. And I don't know if that's quite true, but it sure is certainly going to be a heck of a lot harder. And I think it's much easier. Like, when I think about the economics of Santa Cruz, when they replaced my frame, let's say it was probably $2,000 retail, maybe $1,000 on their side where they had to fix it, maybe $500 after they were able to go in, drill out the bits and redo the frame, which they probably could do. Well, that earned them more or less a customer for life. And not only that, now I'm on a podcast that's being listened to by thousands of people, probably at least 5 to 10% maybe are interested in biking. And now they're hearing about this phenomenal customer service. That's some of the best marketing Santa Cruz can do. And I think that's the same for a lot of our businesses. Don't be short-sighted in providing support. And it's easier when you have a premium product and premium margins, but I think it goes for everybody. So charge a premium price and provide a premium experience. Think about the tribe that you sell to. You've got a tribe, even if you haven't identified it or not. But who is it and who are you communicating it is? So when I think, again, back to those videos, they do a great job of displaying and sharing and representing that really great bikers ride these bikes and trust these bikes for their races, for their professional careers, things like that. And that's something that takes time to build. Again, they've been at this for 30 years, but you've got a tribe. Make sure you know who it is and make sure you're intentional about communicating who that is to your other customers, because they'll relate and potentially purchase. And I think, again, just design isn't everything, but it counts, right? Like if Santa Cruz did all of these things, but their design was sloppy, the product didn't look as good, even if it performed really well, just like product packaging. I mean, I think I am more easily swayed than I like to think based on aesthetics. Few people aren't swayed by aesthetics. So that's an important part of brand, but I think it's like, it's a, you know, maybe 10 to 20% of a brand's importance, but it's a really important 10 to 20%. So anyway, that's it. That's the story on Santa Cruz bikes. Would love to hear your thoughts on this kind of stuff. So if you've got ideas, you know, if you ride Santa Cruz and you have similar thoughts, hit me up. If you think Santa Cruz is the biggest ripoff in the entire world, let me know. If you're sick of listening to mountain biking stories and don't want to hear any more of them, I also will hear that. Or I'd love to also know what other brands you're interested in me kind of breaking down and looking at, because I'm going to be doing a lot more of this, like I said. And I think it's just super, super important. So thanks so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, you can do it on Twitter. It's probably one of the best ways, at Youderian, Youderian. You can drop me an email, Andrew@ecommercefuel.com. Or hit me up in the community. If you're a member of our private community, you can always drop me a line there. So thanks so much for listening. And if you happen to be a rider, happy mountain biking. And yeah, thanks for listening in. Given you've made it to the end of the episode, there's a pretty good chance you're fairly serious about this e-commerce stuff, which is why you should check out the e-commerce fuel community. It's a vetted, vibrant community for 7- and 8-figure brand owners. And joining gives you access to a lively discussion forum for experienced founders sharing insights and getting help. Access to our library of over 20,000 member reviews on everything from agencies to tech to lawyers to all the things that, you know, founders are making hiring decisions or purchasing decisions on to run their business, and invites to member events throughout the year. So if that sounds interesting, you can apply for membership and learn more at ecommercefuel.com. Big thanks to one-click upsell from Zipify Apps. Rapidly increase your AOV by offering targeted high-converting upsells. You can get started with them at ecommercefuel.com/upsell. And also to Fulfill.io, an ERP designed specifically to streamline complex e-commerce businesses and the highest rated ERP among our community members. Learn more at ecommercefuel.com/fulfill. Thanks so much for listening. Work hard, adventure often, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again next Friday.
This is the ASY Radio Network, live from New York.